For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Birdland Today, your daily stop for all things Orioles. I'm your host, Josh Soroka, and today we're talking about a familiar face making its way back to Baltimore. I guess his way back to Baltimore, and that's Kyle Gibson. The veteran we all know, the right-hander, is returning to O's on a one-year deal, and I think there's a lot to unpack here, and that's what I want to talk about today. But first, I want to tell you to go over to Birdland Today. Sign up for the newsletter. Follow Birdland Sports on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and follow me on TikTok at Josh Soroka 336. Because starting this Thursday, we have Orioles games. We have Oriole games that matter as the Orioles start their season up in Toronto. And we're going to kick it off here on Birdland Today with a nice post game show live joining you. Come on in, join the conversation. Follow us on YouTube or Facebook to make sure you get notified when we go live, and come on over right after that O's game. Now, let's talk about the details first on this Kyle Gibson signing. The Orioles announced late Friday night, as in pretty late. I had a long road trip home from spring break yesterday, so surprised to see this notification late on my phone that the Orioles signed Kyle Gibson to a one-year major league contract deal worth $5.25 million, with another $1.5 million available in performance-based bonuses. Now, the timing here is what's key, because we are a week away from opening day, less than a week away from opening day. So this signals something important. And the question is, what is the signal? And it's clearly a direct response to the Orioles' current pitching situation. I don't think it was based on Albert Cerez getting banged up in yesterday's spring training game. It would be too soon. But we've got injuries you got to look at. And Grayson Rodriguez did throw a little yesterday. No reports out about how that went, but to then make this signing right after. So it's pretty clear that he's going to be starting the season on the injured list with elbow inflammation. Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells are both recovering from major surgeries, which is Tommy John and then a UCL repair. And that's a lot of starting pitching sidelined. If you gave me, if we went back and all healthy, you told me our rotation is Grayson Rodriguez, Kyle Bradish, Tyler Wells, and then you throw in Kramer and I don't care, Povich, I'd be excited. These three guys that we have on the IL, they are big time starting pitchers and guys that were expected to make an impact for the Orioles. Now, I think all three of them still will make an impact this year. But it's clear that the Orioles wanted to bring in a steady, experienced arm into the mix that can kind of give them some space, maybe relieve some of the pressure. And that's what you get from Kyle Gibson.
as we talked about Baltimore, it's like, you know, this was a place that we really enjoyed. You know, we know the clubhouse really well, and, you know, it was one of the places where we thought, you know, if there's somewhere to play after playing in St. Louis, you know, this is one of those places that would be pretty special and fun to be a part of.
He's a veteran. He's a guy who's been here. We know him. The players know him. There's good memories attached to Kyle Gibson in the orange and black. In 2023, he was a key part of our rotation. He posted a 15-9 record with a 4.73 ERA. I know people like to downplay the wins, 15 wins. But guys, that means he put the Orioles in a position to win games. And that's nothing. It's not flashy, but he led the American League that year with starts in 33 games, and he pitched 192 innings. It's a workhorse. Kyle Gibson is a workhorse. And he struck out 157 batters and had 17 quality starts. So when we're worried about health and young arms and taking care of our bullpen and not wearing it out, that's what you want. You want consistency. And that's what we're going to get from Kyle Gibson. They asked Brendan Hyde about it yesterday, and he was vocal. He was excited. He said Gibson's amazing. He's an unbelievable leader. Hyde said that Gibson took the ball every 5 days and kept the team in games, and he brought a calm and steady presence to the clubhouse. And that's not something that every pitcher brings. You've got to earn that kind of respect. Yadier Cano said that there's a lot of excitement for sure for him to come back. He's looking forward to Gibson's presence in high-leverage moments, and the team as a whole seems thrilled to have him back. It's not just a reunion. It's reinforcement of the culture the Orioles have been building the last few seasons. When you talk about that Orioles way, Kyle Gibson fits it. And Gibson's time in the Orioles was not just about stats. In 2023, he was the Orioles Roberto Clemente Award nominee, which speaks volumes about his impact in the community and the clubhouse. He mentored the young guys to help set the tone, and he genuinely enjoyed watching the Orioles team grow up. He even mentioned how much he loved to watch the young core find their foot in the big leagues. That connection matters, and that makes it even more special to have him back now, where we've got Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman kind of solidified in this rotation. And we still got young guys like Colton Cowser and Jackson Holliday making their place, but still young.
Hopefully I can still fit in with these guys, and I know I'm 2 years older now, so hopefully they don't hold that against me. But I think I fit in probably the same place as I did a couple years ago. So, but yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in the game and everybody's probably pretty similar about their workplace, but, you know, there's so many other things going on other than work, you know, and you want to try to have an impact on people in a positive way if you can. And, you know, that's really what I try to do and what Elizabeth and I try to do wherever we go. So, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, these guys welcomed us a couple years ago and we were able to have so much fun and, you know, because they had an impact on me too, you know.
Last year, 2024, Gibson spent the year with the St. Louis Cardinals. He posted an 8-8 record, 4.24 ERA, 30 starts, and 170 innings. So yeah, a slightly better ERA, but the same durability. He's not just an old guy hanging around the league. He is still a productive, reliable pitcher. So there is a little bit of excitement to be there. If this move was made in November, not so exciting. A week before opening day, a one-year deal, when we see how banged up we are, it's something to be excited about. It gives the Orioles options. With Gibson and Charlie Morton in the mix, the O's now have two guys with a ton of experience, and that's important for this young team. It's also two guys that can go deep into games and can rely on week-to-week rotation. Whenever it's their turn in the rotation, they're going to step up and they're going to handle this. And I think the fact that Gibson isn't coming into unfamiliar territory helps as well. He knows Camden Yards. He knows the clubhouse. He knows the coaching staff. Yeah, that wall's moved back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But he still knows Camden Yards. He knows the city of Baltimore. That familiarity will help him settle and contribute quickly once he's fully ramped up. I do think it might take a little time till he's ramped up. I think we might not see him till week two or three of the season, but that's okay. Now, as fans, we should be pumped. If you head on over to Reddit or social media, you'll see people are calling him a great locker room guy, a mentor, someone who can eat innings when you need them the most. You heard that. I just made compliments about posts on Reddit. You'll never hear that from me. I think Reddit is some of the worst posters across all of social media. But over there, they're also positive about Kyle Gibson. So in this season that's kind of starting with uncertainty around the rotation, bringing Kyle Gibson back, it really does feel like the perfect move and the perfect time. I mean, I would have liked to see it 2-3 weeks ago so he was ready for the first week of baseball, but it's all right. He's reliable, he's respected, and he's ready to help this team. All right, that's it for today's episode of Birdland Today. Make sure you subscribe over at birdlandtoday.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Get your podcast, write and review. Get ready. Baseball's coming in less than a week. We're going to have those post-game show rolling, so make sure you're following us on YouTube, Facebook, and everywhere else. And the newsletter's bet returning. I took a week off. It's returning this week. Until next time, I'm Josh Soroka. Let's go O's. It's baseball season.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.